Nochum Stuchkov created some of the most intense, intimate, and emotional dramas ever broadcast on radio. Each week, his Yiddish radio plays portrayed a different fictional Jewish family struggling to adapt to life in America. Only 24 episodes of his series, By Tata Mama's Tish, Round the Family Table, survive. But they let us pretend that we've gone back 60 years, our ears pressed up against the wall in our tenement apartment, and that we're listening with fascination and familiarity to the lives of our neighbors. In a few moments, we'll listen to one of Stuchkov's dramas. But first, the story of Nochum Stuchkov himself, as told by his son, Misha.
The Bimon Shevitz Company, world's largest matzah makers, present By Tata Mama's Tish, written and directed by Nochum Stuchkov.
Nochum Stuchkov, my father. The date is February 14th, 1940.
Wir bringen euch eine neue Geschichte von der Serie By Tata Mama's Tish.
We bring you today another episode of Round the Family Table. The names of the characters are fictitious, made up, and have no relation to any living person who happens to have the same name.
The characters were made up, the names were changed, but my father's stories couldn't have been more real.
Listen, Mrs. Lefkowitz, do you mind if I tell you something personal?
Sure, sure.
It's about your daughter.
My daughter?
Yes.
Yesterday, my Gertie came to me and said, Mama, you know who I met yesterday on Broadway? So I say, who? And she says, Poyle, Mrs. Lefkowitz's daughter. And you know who she was with? With the Italian, whose father used to run the fruit store.
No!
Mrs. Lefkowitz! Get a whistle of water, Mrs. Lefkowitz!
What's the matter, Mama? What happened? What are you crying about?
Schönem Nach ist der lebt, mein Tochter.
There was nothing else like it on the air. Mainstream radio was about allowing listeners to escape out of their problems. On Jewish radio, we would escape into our problems. For instance, the high crime rate among Jewish boys growing up poor on New York's Lower East Side back then.
Papa! Mama, somebody's knocking at the door!
Mama! Papa, please, hide me!
That's me, age 21.
Hide me, quick!
Voos!
Mr. Winder's apartment?
Yes. What do you want?
Have you a son by the name of Milton?
Yes, this is my son.
Put on your coat, young fellow, and come with me.
Pop! I swore I never did anything!
Why don't you do something,
Pa? What has he done, officer?
That's what we want to find out.
I had nothing to do with it, I swear. Pa, don't let him take me. You can't take me.
I'm sorry, kid. I got my orders.
Doctor, wish my
I swear, Mom. I don't know anything about it. I swear.
Come on, today, my father is totally forgotten. 60 years ago, he was beloved by New York's immigrant Jewish community. His dramas were hugely popular. His writing revered. Listeners would tune in each week just to hear his matzah commercials.
When you take a piece of Manischewitz matzah in your hand, you know you're holding something well-made, beautiful, clear, light, with 1,000 tastes.
Remember, this is matzah my dad's talking about. It's just flour and water and a little bit of salt.
When you hear the word silver, what comes to mind?
Sterling.
When you hear the word matzah, what comes to mind?
Manischewitz.
Future historians who will study the economic enterprises of American Jews will no doubt give a separate place of honor to the B. Manischewitz Matzah Company. Jews know this, and when Jews desire the best matzah, they know what to ask for. They say, give me Manischewitz.
Give me Manischewitz.
My father was born in Poland in 1893 with a gift for words. By the time he was a teenager, he spoke 6 languages. He left Europe for the United States in 1923, teaching himself English on the boat ride over. In New York, he wrote plays. When radio caught on, he switched over to radio drama and began creating these brutally honest depictions of immigrant life in New York City.
You're no good, Pa. Mama works so hard to keep up our home, and you, instead of being thankful to her for all she does, you insult her all the time and make her life miserable.
I won't let you do it.
My father was tireless and wildly prolific, writing as many as 8 different half-hour shows a week. He'd never stopped working. This is my sister Esther Barron and her husband Harold.
We never knew what time he got up or he went to sleep.
The only time he went out of the house, basically, was to go to the studio.
and he was always sitting at his desk. He never spoke to anybody too much.
In fact, I used to watch sometimes. He would be writing something and he'd be crying.
Boy, my mother used to get terribly upset. He says, if it doesn't make me cry, then my audience won't cry either. And it's not worth it.
Let him
cry. I'll kill him.
What are you doing here? Why don't you go to your sweetheart?
Yes, go to her. We don't need you. We don't want you.
We don't want a father like you. We're ashamed of you. We hate you.
And that's the way he was. I mean, if it didn't touch him, then he says it's not going to touch anybody.
His needs were very, very little.
He'd never thought about the money. The money aspect was nothing. My mother used to go berserk. He says, to Helmut say, he says he's doing what he wants.
Who cares?
He had other more important things in his mind. He was a very unusual man.
He was very unconcerned about his physical appearance.
Henry Sapoznik.
His clothing was covered in cigarette ash, and he would leave the house wearing unmatched shoes, and he had this shock of unruly hair. He was constantly writing, and his clothing, they were like bits of paper all throughout his clothing. He never stopped.
In his spare time, my father took on side projects, like writing reference books, including a monumental Yiddish thesaurus, the only one ever created. It's 1,000 pages long and took him more than 15 years to complete. The thesaurus is a celebration of a culture which the Nazis were at that very instant attempting to wipe off the face of the earth. The beauty of the language leaps off the pages. Listen, for instance, to a few of the hundreds of synonyms my father found for the word to hit.
Telepecha, telemecha, schmetter, schlugen, schossen, schießen, stupen, frask, fleiß, ticken, tucken, tutzen, titzen, klung, quetsch, knip, kratz, kraf, kritz, grebel, gratschen, grappen.
And the curses. More than 7 pages of them.
Alle zehn sollen bei ihm a Reus fallen, nor einer sollen bleiben auf Zahnweite.
All his teeth should fall out, except one, to make him suffer.
A groß Geschäft soll er haben mit Schreuer.
He should have a large store, and whatever people ask for, he shouldn't have. And what he does have, people shouldn't ask for.
Lachen soll
he should laugh with lizards.
Hindert Häuser soll er haben.
He should have 100 houses. In every house, 100 rooms, and in every room, 20 beds. And a delirious fever should drive him from one bed to the next.
My father died on November 6, 1965, at the age of 72, writing feverishly through his last days. Very little of his work survives. All that remains today are 26 fragile metal discs, 26 episodes of Round the Family Table. This is one of them. Originally broadcast in 1939, it's the first time the program has been heard in more than 60 years. The drama tells the story of a Jewish woman trying to pass as a Gentile in her fancy new neighborhood. So sit back, close your eyes, and let yourself be transported back in time, round the family table. I'm Misha Stuchkov.